USA Radio News with Dan Duraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan. At a Wednesday press conference, Blinken said that at least 4,500 Americans have been evacuated since the operation began on August 14th. He added that the August 31st deadline that President Biden set applies to the military and not evacuation efforts.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so.
And a federal appeals court has upheld the death sentence of a man convicted of killing 9 members of a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. A 3-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the conviction of Dylan Roof, who opened fire on parishioners at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Individuals who've received the Pfizer COVID vaccine may be seeing their protection against the virus waning. Tim Berg reports.
A new study says protection against COVID-19 is waning among those who received the Pfizer vaccine. The UK study of 400,000 individuals who got both doses shows 88% effectiveness for a month after receiving the shots. However, the study says effectiveness fell to 74% 5 or 6 months after getting both Pfizer doses. USA Radio News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a number of school districts in Florida are enacting mask mandates, despite a ban on them from Governor Ron DeSantis. Districts in Jacksonville, Miami, and Orlando have put the mandates in place despite threats from DeSantis that include defunding the salaries of the board members that enacted those mandates. Several school districts in the state have already seen COVID outbreaks, causing some to close down and move back to online learning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
National security analysts have warned that the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan will lead to a resurgence of the terror group Al-Qaeda in the area and an increased risk of attack against the United States. Congressman Michael Waltz says that our national security is in a worse place with the withdrawal. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that the U.S. will have to deal with a resurgent Al-Qaeda that's armed with the weapons left behind by U.S. and Afghan forces.
Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are linked at the hip, so they are going to come roaring back. And the director of national intelligence just briefed Congress yesterday. It's not a matter of if they come back, but when. And here's the problem that our future American soldiers are going to have to deal with. When they have to go back over there to deal with Al-Qaeda 3.0, you've got no basis now in Afghanistan. Biden gave them all away. You have no bases in any surrounding countries. We have no intelligence apparatus. We're effectively blind. We have no local allies because they've all been hunted down. But this new Al-Qaeda is going to be armed to the teeth with billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer-funded equipment, the best in the world of body armor, night vision, artillery, heavy weapons that future American soldiers are going to have to fight, or we have to deal with it right here in the United States. And that blood is going to be on Biden's hands.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.